Today, we'd like to see the title of Hezekiah and Manasseh in the 2 Kings chapter 20 and 21. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 20, verse 3, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight. What was the hope after death in the context, and what can we learn from here? Question 2, in chapter 20, verse 17. Behold, the days are coming when all death is in your house, and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. Why did it so in the scripture, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 3, in chapter 21, verse 6. Also, he made his son pass through the fire, practiced the soothsaying, used witchcraft, and consulted spiritists and mediums. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Explain Manasseh's conduct in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, in 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35-37, and it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, they were the corpses, all dead. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went away, returned home, and remained at Nineveh. Now it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the temple of Nisroch, his god, that his sons Adrammelech and Sharezer struck him down with the sword, and they escaped it into the land of Arat. Then Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place. Assyrian destruction. The angel of the Lord smote Assyrian's army, 185,000. The power of God against Assyrians was shown to the people. Sennacherib ran away to Nineveh's capital of Assyria, being assassinated. So it fulfilled God's word through Isaiah in verse 19:17, and other his son, Sauron, replaced his throne. Then today, chapter 20, in those days Hezekiah was sick and near death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." Then he turned his face towards the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, when Christians face sick and near death, some Christians put off our relationship with God, unlike Hezekiah. Although Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and we have a peace relationship with God only through Jesus. How foolish and how tragic. Then question 1, verse 3. Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Isaiah delivered this divine word near death. Then Hezekiah prayed God, who like a lion broke him, and from day until light made an end of him. who mourned like a dove, and so on. Believers in the Old Testament time had not much hope in the life after death, as the resurrection in New Testament time through Jesus. David fasted and wept for the alive child, but after his death, David said, "Can I bring him back again?" Job also said, "He who goes down to the grave does not come up." Yes, the dead believers in the Old Testament's time had been in Abraham's bosom, or paradise, like Lazarus, separated in a great gulf from the rich man, or unbelievers in torment place of Hades, until Jesus in New Testament time came and was dead for us and was resurrected, saying, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." Who had brought up the believers in Old Testament time into heaven? Paul had the hope of resurrection during his life as a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is a far better, and earnest desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. So, as to us, to live with Christ and to die is a gain. A cross-reference. Now, 4. And it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, there says the Lord of God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. On third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David." So 15 years life extended. Verse 7. Then Isaiah said, "Take a lump of fig." So they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Isaiah delivered God's word to take a lump of fig and laid it on the boil, showing Isaiah the prophet's saying in one of various ways, and one of various ways to heal among God's thoughts, more in number than the sand. So let go, let God. God is never confined by a particular way to deliver his word only by mouth, or to heal only with the lump of fits. Verse 8, and Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "What is the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up to the house of the Lord the third day?" He wanted a sign from the Lord. In Old Testament time, believers often asked God for a sign. Gideon also asked the sign of a piece of wood to be wet on the ground to be raised in the morning dew. It was something that was done quite often. However, in New Testament time, it was a sign of unbelief. But Jesus' resurrection alone is sufficient, because a wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, as Jesus said. Then, verse 9. Then Isaiah said, "This is the sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do the things which he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go backward 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, "It is an easy thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. No, but let this shadow go backward 10 degrees. So Isaiah the prophet cried out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down on the sundial of Ahaz. The sign was the shadow of a sundial turned 10 degrees backward. God the Almighty created all creatures, including times. God can do anything as he desires. verse 12. At that time, Beldohan, Baldan, the son of Baldan, king of Babylon, sent letters and presents to Hezekiah, for he heard that Hezekiah had been sick. While Hezekiah, the 12th king, reigned in Judah during 716-680, before Christ, Assyria had already conquered Israel 722 before Christ, and had the world power. Babylon was beyond the world power, but later achieved the world power by conquering Assyria, Judah in 586 before Christ. 13. And Hezekiah was attentive to them and showed them all the house of his treasure, the silver and gold, the spices, precious ointment, and all his armory, all that was found among his treasures. There was nothing in his house in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. Hezekiah showed all of his treasures to Babylon with his pride in verse 17. See verse 17. Then 14. Then Isaiah, a prophet, went to King Hezekiah and said to him, "What did these men say? From where did they come to you?" So Hezekiah said, "They came from a far country, from Babylon." And he said, "Whatever they seen in your house." So Hezekiah answered, "They have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasures, and I have not shown them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord." Verse 17, "Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall left," says the Lord. Question 2, verse 17, "If God permitted Hezekiah's life extension over 15 years more with prosperity, he did not give credit to God for all his blessings, not repay according to God's favor, but his heart was lifted up. He was proud of it, and he impressed the Babylonians to show all the house of his treasures. Then he bore Manasseh, the worst evil, 13th king of Judah. Always we should trust in the Lord with all the heart, not leaning on ourselves. Because pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit goes before a fall. So a humble spirit with the lowly is better." Now is 18, "And they shall take away some of you sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they shall be Enoch in the place of the king of Babylon." So Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord which you have been spoken is good." For he said, "Would there not be peace and truth, at least in my days?" God permitted Hezekiah to live in peace in the shadow areas of his proud life. The pride caused his descendants, such as Jehoiachin, the 18th, and Zedekiah, the 19th, who would be carried away by Babylon. In verse 18, it's observed rarely in the scripture the permissive will of God, even if God was not pleased, rather than the direct of the will of God. Balak, the king of Moab, decided to curse Israel, constantly contacted Balaam with bribes. Balaam did not refuse to go with Balak, but insist to go with the Moabites for delivery of his word rather than for cursing Israel. Although he later would fall into the bribes to curse Israel through its idolatry, the omniscient God permitted him to go with them, but the Lord wasn't pleased with his going, because the angel of the Lord stood in the back with the drawn sword. Today we see permissive will of God in a shadow area to insist. For example, our church, rather than larger church drinking wine for health, rather than drinking statues with any alcohol. Fundraising in a church rather than profit making in a company. Women teachers for people rather than adult men in God's creation order. Divorce with various reasons, including adultery, materializing spiritual things in a question of God's glory. In a Calvary Chapel conference, each of us confessed, I know God's foolishness is wiser than man. I am not interested in the permissive will of God for my life in the shadow area upon my insistence. I want God's direct will for my life because I am convinced that God knows better than I what's best for me and for His glory. I am always reluctant to insist on my way. Go right with God by His Spirit, whose soul is the Word of God. Let go, let God. The cross reference right there, 20. Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah, all His might and how He made a pool and tunnel brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah? The pool is a pool of Siloam. The tunnel is Hezekiah's tunnel is 1,700 feet or 542 meters. Brought the water source Gihon Spring outside the wall of Jerusalem by tunnel to the west side of the city of David down into the pool of Siloam. So Hezekiah rested with his fathers, then Manasseh, his son, reigned in his place. Chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hephzibah, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to the abominations of the nations whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel, for he rebuilt the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. He raised up altars for Baal and made a wooden image, as Ahab king of Israel had done, and he worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served them. He also built altars in the house of the Lord, over which the Lord had said, in Jerusalem I will put my name. And he built the altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord, inner court, outer court over there. Verse 6, also he made his son pass through the fire, practice soothsaying and used witchcraft and consulted spiritists and mediums. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Manasseh, who was born 3 years after Hezekiah's prayer, in his pride during Hezekiah's life extension of 15 years, committed all kinds of idolatries, provoking God to anger. All idol practice his son passed through the fire practice through the saying, witchcraft and consulted spiritists and mediums clearly have been prohibited by God. Manasseh did the evil, actually all of the things that were done in the northern kingdom of Israel before it fell. He did them all. In fact, in Jeremiah, it was told that they had forsaken God. The days are coming that this place for child sacrifice, that is originally more like worship child sacrifice, and other pagan practice, shall not more be called Topheth, or the valley of Son of Hinnom in the south side of Jerusalem, where refuse was continually burned. But the valley of slaughter is related with the Greek word Gehenna, the lake of fire in the New Testament time. Molech worshippers were perplexed. Baal worshippers were pagan philosophers. Today, it can be found in each heart rather than tangible things in the Old Testament time. Verse 7. He even set a carved image of Asherah, and he had made in the house of which the Lord had said to David and Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever. Asherah was a goddess of fertility, a mistress of Baal, and a wooden female sex image. It should have been destroyed by the Israelite, as well as even today is yet in our heart to be destroyed. 8. I will not make the feet of Israel wander anymore from the land which I gave their fathers, only if they are careful to do all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law and my servant Moses command them. But they paid no attention, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spoke by his servants the prophets, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, had done these abominations, he had acted more wickedly than all the Amorites, the Gentiles, who were before him. And he had also made Judah sin with his idols. Therefore, thus said the Lord God Israel, behold, I am bringing such a calamity upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whoever hears of it, both his ears will tingle, and I will stretch over Jerusalem the measuring line of Samaria and pull in the house. I will wipe out plummets over the house. I will wipe Jerusalem as one wipes over dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. The meaning there is a shortage of God's standard by measure, so they should be punished because of the shortage. So I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become victims of plunder to all their enemies, because they have done evil in my sight, have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came out of Egypt, even to this day. 16. Moreover, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another beside his sin, by which he made Judah sin in doing evil in the sight of the Lord. Manasseh killed many innocent prophets, sawing Isaiah in two. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. Hezekiah's descendants suffered the result of the previously stated permissive will of God. 17. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, all that he did, the sin that he committed, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the king of Judah? So Manasseh rested with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. Then his son Amon reigned in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Meshulemeth, the daughter of Haruz of Jotapar, And he did the evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh had done. So he walked in all the ways that his father had walked, and he served the idols that his father had served, and worshipped them. He forsook the Lord God of his fathers, and did not walk in the way of the Lord. Then the servant Amon conspired against him, and killed the king in his own house. But the people of the land executed all those who had conspired against King Amon. Then the people of the land made his son Josiah king in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah. 26. And he was buried in the tomb in the garden of Uzzah. Then Josiah his son reigned in his place. After Amon the 14th evil king died, Josiah the good 15th king reigned in his place. Get right with God, get right with God by the Spirit, whose sword is the word of God. So we covered all three questions. You may continue to keep on from missionary. So last week we received prayer missionaries in all the world, especially Peru, Afghanistan, Vietnam's example is right there. So here, pray, keep on prayer for evangelism and discipleship in Iran. Here examples, the equip, you know, so hundreds of thousands the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, testimony right there. So may God bless you. Let's sing all together Maranatha song on brochure.